Kansas has not elected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate since 1932. Democrat Mark Holland is trying to change that, but he faces an uphill battle against incumbent Republican Jerry Moran. Blaise Mesa of the Kansas News Service reports.
Jerry Moran and Mark Holland do not have much in common. Moran is backed by the National Rifle Association, while Holland condemned the group for its opposition to any kind of gun control. Moran celebrated the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Holland wants abortion rights put in federal law. Pollsters don't give Holland, the Democratic challenger, much of a chance, but the pastor and former mayor of the unified government in Wyandotte County thinks he can buck the odds.
I think people are fired up. People are very excited.
That's Holland talking to KCUR's Steve Kraske.
People are pretty fed up with the status quo. And there's one issue animating Kansas right now, and I think it's animating the nation, and that's women's rights. People are upset and fired up about Jerry Moran's record.
Kansas saw record-high primary election turnout on a vote that kept abortion protected statewide. And with that, a surge in newly registered voters who could lean towards Democrats. Alexandra Middlewood is an assistant professor of political science at Wichita State University. She doesn't think the abortion vote predicts the Senate race.
To take that and try to kind of superimpose it on a partisan election like you see in the U.S. Senate race, it's not going to be a one-to-one comparison.
Voters have a choice between two candidates who talk about very different issues. A vote for Moran would mean efforts to secure the southern border and invest in more U.S.-based energy to combat high gas prices. Picking Holland, meanwhile, means investing in more green energy and a push to stop criminalizing gender identity, issues Moran has not campaigned on. Middlewood says abortion does drive people to the polls, but so does inflation or student loan forgiveness.
So for Holland to have a shot at winning, he has to not only convince Democrats to turn out, he has to convince independents and some Republicans to vote for him over Moran.
Moran has been a fixture of Kansas politics. He served in the U.S. Senate since 2011 and was first elected to the state legislature in 1989. His recent focus is fighting inflation and trying to reduce government spending, like he says in this campaign ad.
I've always been an optimist that things are going to get better. But I am so worried right now. Because Biden's policies causing high gas and grocery prices are breaking our families. To get our country back on track, we need a conservative, common-sense Kansas solution.
Moran voted against the Inflation Reduction Act earlier this year, a bill pushed by the White House to fight climate change, cut prescription drug costs, and put more tax dollars in the pockets of families. But Moran says the law ultimately increases tax burdens on American households. Moran has bashed big government spending. Here he is on Capitol Hill.
This out-of-control spending is jeopardizing our economy and hurting Americans. Let's work together to get government spending and borrowing in check.
Holland agrees that inflation is an issue, but the Democrats say Biden's Build Back Better spending has not made the issue worse. For him, the race is simple.
Jerry Moran's completely out of touch, and he has joined the extremists. He has voted extreme on every issue.
David Graham is also running as a libertarian. He is pushing for smaller government, reforming the criminal justice system to focus more on violent offenders, and spending military funds in a more defensive manner rather than going on the attack. Middlewood from Wichita State says extremism gets thrown around during election time. She noted that Moran does not seem as conservative, as Trump-like, for instance, when compared to the other senator from Kansas, Senator Roger Marshall. Holland has an uphill battle to win the race, Middlewood says, noting that both candidates fit the typical Republican and Democrat molds.
Kansas is a Republican state, and the forecasters have Jerry Moran up, basically over 99% likely to win this race.
Election day is November 8th. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.